It's time for the Weekend Arts Roundup. Marianne Combs from NPR News is here. Good morning, Marianne.
Good morning.
How are you? Staying warm?
I am. Mm-hmm. I am warmed by being here in this studio with you great people.
Oh, my goodness. Warms, Mutual Appreciation yes, Society. Here we go.
Warms the cockles of my heart.
Very nice.
There
Thank
we go.
You. Likewise.
What are cockles?
What are cockles?
I'm really creative, so I'm not going to answer that, but I have no idea.
Cockles.
Yeah.
I'll be looking that up. So
thank you.
Proceed
okay.
with the Arts Roundup.
Yes.
What's going on? The three things here
Oh, we
this
got
weekend.
Three things. I got a little theater for you. I got a little gallery scene for you, and I got a little dance for you. I like to check things out. And also, just so you know, I often wait when a theater show debuts and just check out the reviews before I mention this show, because I want to make sure that, you know, you guys are getting quality stuff here. Well, Cabaret at Theatre La Teda opened up last weekend, and the reviews are stunning. It's really getting great reviews. Obviously, you know, this is the musical. It's, you know, Germany, and it's the, you know, you've got the Kit Kat Club, and it's just this sort of very decadent scene. Really great acting, dancing, singing, featuring Sally Wingert, who's a regular at the Guthrie. Just a really lovely, stellar cast. Colorful, fun, I would say, sure bet. So that's okay. Cabaret at Theatre La Teda for you. Now, over at the Ritz Theater, they have this thing that they're now calling Big Night, which is sort of they rotate through different artists who are doing new works for just like one night performance. And on Saturday at 8 o'clock, it's going to be Swarupa, which is means revelation. This is a dance that's going to be performed by Ashwini Ramaswamy. Now, if you are in the dance scene or following the dance scene, you know that the Ramaswamy family are the family behind Ragamala dance. They mm-hmm. perform Bharatanyam, traditional Indian sort of spiritual dance, really well known throughout the country, and headed up by Mother Rani. And they have two daughters, Aparna and Ashwini. And mm-hmm. in the past few years, Aparna has been getting like all the major attention. She's really been getting great reviews in the New York Times, really stellar standout presence. Now Ashwini is stepping up and really taking the stage. And so this is going to be her solo show.
Cool.
At the Ritz Theater on Saturday night. And I'm really excited to see what happens there. So it's kind of nice. It's Ashwini's time to shine.
That's cool.
I'm thinking of
nice.
It. So, yeah.
And I can also tell you that Ashwini is a big fan of the Cars. We went to see the Cars at First Avenue.
Really? Oh, really?
And she was standing right behind me.
Really?
So, yeah.
All right.
She's a very cool girl.
That's
very
awesome.
very talented dancer.
Yes,
this
exactly.
is going to be really good.
Yeah. So, and then also I'm at the Minneapolis Photo Center is a show about photographer Vivian Meyer. Now, Vivian Meyer is a recent discovery. She was a nanny. She was of European descent. She grew up, she spent most of her life in the neighborhoods of Chicago working as a nanny for three boys. And she was very quiet, didn't socialize much, you know, sort of the mystery woman, but very odd, not particularly attractive. But she took a camera with her everywhere. And in her older age, she wasn't doing so well. And so the family that she nannied for came and sort of took care of her and got her set up in an apartment. And then I believe she died in 2009. Some of her stuff in storage was sold off to pay her debts. And there were thousands upon thousands of negatives and photographs that she had taken over the years, the 50s, the 60s, the 70s. And these images are mind-blowing. They're just it's so instantly accessible and yet artistic as well. And so there's, you know, three different people have collected major stashes of her photographs. One of those is displaying his collection at the Minneapolis Photo Center. And there's a reception tomorrow night from 6:30 to 9:30 at the Minneapolis Photo Center where you can check out her work. The exhibition is called Vivian Meyer, Out of the Shadows. And really just, you know, what a discovery to find that this person who is, you know, rather reclusive and personal, private, had, you wouldn't think of, you know, or you'd give her a lot of attention. She was paying attention to everything around her, and she
Very
had just a brilliant eye.
Mm-hmm.
So you get to check out some of that at the Minneapolis Photo Center this weekend.
Nice. Okay, a good array of things.
I'd say so. Dance, cabaret, photography.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Cockles.
Cockles.
Did you figure it out?
17th century, unknown, possibly due to resemblance of cockles to hearts. Cockles being cockle shells. They're a ventricle.
Oh, of course,
right?
Cockle shells.
Let's see. Alternatively, may be a corruption of the Latin cochleae. In cochlea cortis, which means ventricles of heart, or of Irish Gaelic origin, possibly also inspired by mollusks opening when exposed to warmth, notably in cooking.
Well, that looks more like lungs to me, but yeah, I'll take that.
Because, yeah, I know.
The cockles of your heart.
The cockles of your heart.
Aw, cockle shells.
Well, we're all warmed.
Yes.
By Marianne Combs when she comes in and does the Weekend Arts Roundup. She also writes the State of the Arts blog over at nprnews.org.
Yes. Oh, and I will have a more in-depth post on Vivian Meyer and her photography and her life later today, so you can check that out on State
of the
Arts.
Oh, cool. Yeah. All right. And also, all the stuff that we talked about here, you can check out online at thecurrent.org. We'll see you later, Marianne.
As
Thanks for coming in.
Yay.